WTF,
FTW,
SMH,
IDK,
GTFO,
GTFO,
JKJK. You're listening to the IRL Radio Podcast. It's radio in real life.
Three women.
Three women.
Three women.
Three radio stations.
Real stories. Real life.
Welcome back. Episode 14.
We're on 14.
Yay, we made it. It's Melanie.
And Katie La Loca is out today. She needs a little bit of a mental health day, but she'll be back next week and we'll catch up with her. But huge thing that happened to me this weekend. I was all pumped up on my Tyra Banks interview. I've been talking to you guys about it like literally for weeks.
I know. And we even were prepping you for like, this is what
everything.
You need to wear. And she's going to be wearing this. So you got to make sure this.
Oh, yeah. So I'm getting ready. Walk out the door at 9:30 on Sunday morning and I get a phone call. Tyra Banks just canceled. So this whole thing that like literally consumed my entire life for like 3 weeks. Like I know everything you could ever know about Tyra Banks. And she canceled.
How tall is she?
I think she's like 6 foot tall.
Oh
she's like
gosh.
Close. Yeah, she's very tall. Like I'd say like at least like probably 5'10", 5'11".
Wow.
But yeah, over 6 foot in heels. But yeah, she canceled. So and like in all of the prep and everything that I did, that was never like anything that even crossed my mind. Like
that she was going to cancel.
Yeah. No, like for some reason afterwards, that seemed stupid. I was like, oh, I should have thought about that. But she did. But it was fine. So the event that I worked with, it was this event called Women Rock. And we did it with one of our clients, Hackensack Meridian Health. But it was a really cool women's expo. They had all kinds of stuff going on all day. They ended up getting Joy Bauer from the Today Show to come in and help fill the time that Tyra was supposed to be there. She was
a keynote
speaker. So she was amazing. I loved getting to talk to her and hang out with her because like someday, you know, I'd love to be on the Today Show. So
yeah,
that was fun. But yeah, and then last Thursday, I got to go to the Giants game.
Okay, which I was so jealous because
I'm
like a massive Giants fan. I'm like,
I wish I could.
I was so jealous, but I was still so happy for you.
I know. Well, and I was bummed because I like had a plus one for that. And I was planning on bringing my mom because she was flying in on Thursday. And I was like going to get her straight to the stadium so she could see it because she like never gets to see what I do for a living. And her flight got like kept getting delayed. And she missed it. And I was like, I could have just brought Melanie with me because we got to go down like on the field all during the pregame. I think that's what it's called. And then like for kickoff. And then we were back down the field for like all of halftime. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. But we had 10 seconds between my coworker Jesse and I to like introduce the band. So it was like, hey, I'm Katie. This is Jesse. We're here to introduce the band.
They're literally like, you have 10 seconds.
You have 10 seconds.
Oh, wow.
And it was the craziest thing because you would think that like going out there, someone would be like, hey, what are you guys going to say in front of 80,000 people? But like, no one questioned us.
They're just like, and go.
Yeah. No one was like, hey, what are you going to say? You can't say this. You can't say this. The one thing they said, they were like, you can't say the name of the station. But I had a hat on, so I felt like that was like a good enough promotion for it. Because
we were on
the Jumbotron. Because they work with other stations, so they have like exclusives, and we couldn't say that. But literally, that was the only thing. But they like walked us out on the field. They put us up on the stage. They're like, and go. I was like, now? Like, and then we were off.
Oh my gosh.
I could have blinked and missed the whole thing. But it was so awesome. We had so much fun. I was really glad we got to
do that.
Did
they give you any gear?
No, I didn't.
Did you meet any players?
No. My boss did get to go out, though, for the coin toss. Like, so we were there with the band Low Cash, who we introduced at halftime. But then, like, Pepsi was, like, the whole sponsor of it. Mm. And, you know, they've always been really good to us. But, yeah, they let our boss go out. And he, like, got to be out there, like, next to...
Gosh.
Is it Peyton or Eli Manning? Which is...
Oh, my... I hate you! You're the worst. It is Eli Manning.
It was Eli Manning. He was next to Eli Manning and like all those guys. I was like trying to get snaps for Melanie to see. I totally didn't appreciate it because like sports are like so over my head. But it was amazing. That was awesome. So
one day.
All in all, it was like a good
weekend. Did I ever tell you my only Giants run-in with a player here in the city of what happened to me?
No.
Okay, so when Kanye West was on tour, I think it was probably like 2 years ago. He had a show right downstairs at MSG, and I was going with my fiance, and I'm like a music director on the side of doing just on-air stuff. So one of the record labels, Def Jam, who Kanye signed to, they had like a little pre-party before the show. And so it was just like a little area for us to basically drink and chat, whatever. And so we were just hanging out in this room. Everybody's drinking. There's like people from Hot 97 there.
Oh, yeah.
So then all of a sudden these two guys walk in and one of them is Odell Beckham Jr.
I saw him on the field.
Yeah, I'm sure he noticed him in his crazy hair. So being like a big Giants fan, my fiance, he's the one who noticed and he like, you know, like tapped me and he's like, hey, Odell Beckham Jr. And I'm like, and then, but like, you know, we do so many like interviews with people and we meet a lot of celebrities. So I try not to bug anyone if they're like, you're backstage in an area where they're supposed to feel safe. So I was like, I'm not going to say anything to them. Just going to mind my own business and like stare a little bit.
Yeah.
So then we ended up going out because it was time for the show to start. And I saw him in the common area, like by the concessions. So I was like, okay, well, now this is different.
Fair game.
You know, you're in a common area. And so I went up to him and asked him if I could have a picture with him. And he said no.
Oh, no.
He said no.
Did he, like, give you a reason or he just said no?
He says, no, I don't want to, like, create, you know, like, cause a commotion.
Like, as soon as you take a picture with him, like, somebody else is going
to. But you're in the damn common area. What do you think is going to happen? You're a New York Giants player at Madison Square Garden for a Kanye West show. Give me a break. So ever since then, he's kind of been on my shit list. I still love him, but I'm still like, oh, I hate you.
I know. I always like, I try to like see both sides of that because like I get where you are so disappointed because you love him and you're a huge fan and you're like, this should be okay. But I also imagine that there must have been something that happened to him where he did that. He was like, oh, I'll just do it this once. And like a swarm or a frenzy of people started or something. And
he shouldn't have been in the common area then.
I know, right? But that is one of those things, like, I don't know about you. Like, I don't know if people realize this, but a lot of times before a concert, there are those hangouts they were talking about. Like, in country radio, it's called the radio room, or they'll give it some cool name. But we go and, like, we get to hang out and we see all the opening acts and we see the headliner. And it's just, like, a chance to say hi and, like, wish them luck before they go on stage. Sometimes we have drinks and stuff, but sometimes you never know, like, who's going to walk into those rooms and be there. And over the summer, we were at a little Big Town concert and we were, like, sitting in the back, like, eating cheese and meats or something. And Hoda walked in. And I, like, literally, like, almost, like, dropped my whole plate and my drink because I was like, oh, my God. It's one of those things, like, you see someone every single day on TV and they just, like, walk into a room and you're like, oh, my God, you exist. But
did you ask for a picture?
No, I didn't. She came over and gave me a hug and she was really excited because she loves country music. And she, like, remembered my boss, John. And I was like, oh, I'm from Nash. That's my boss. And she's like, oh, John, hi. Like,
my gosh.
She remembered him. And I wanted so bad to just, like, talk to her more. I, like, was trying to get up the courage to be like, hey, this is my card. Or, like, I would love to sit down and have coffee with you. Because I feel like maybe, like, for something like that, she doesn't seem like someone who would say no.
I don't. But I think she would be like, definitely, let's do it.
Yeah. But I was like, if I don't ask her now, I emailing her or something will never, it'll never work out. But, then I saw her, like, later in the show, like, out in the pit, and people were, like, taking pictures with her and stuff, and I was like, I don't want to bother her.
Okay,
like,
so I've seen people taking pictures with her at shows, too. When I went to see Meghan Trainor at Radio City, she was there, and people were just walking up. They're like, oh, my gosh, it's Hoda, and everybody was walking up to her.
Because she is, like, beloved.
But it wasn't, she wasn't, like, causing a frenzy, like, madness.
True.
It was just like, yeah, let's take a quick picture. Like, she was totally cool. So that was my sad Odell Beckham Jr. story. But I mean, I still love the Giants.
Yeah, but you had another crazy celebrity sighting over the weekend.
So I texted you about this because I was like, you're probably the only one of, not only one of my friends that would care, but I knew you'd be excited. So I had a friend in town from Tampa and actually met her when I lived in D.C. and she's kind of like moved around a lot. But she's in Tampa now and she's up visiting one of her friends. And so usually when they're in town, we like get together for brunch or something and like hang out. So on Saturday, we met up and we were just like, let's just go to Soho and like walk around, do some shopping and just kind of like chill. It was a nice day. So at first, she brought up the idea of going to see Amy Schumer because she had a pop-up show that I guess got announced on Saturday. Tickets were $5 at, I think, Velvet Underground, but that's not.
Village Underground.
Village Underground.
That's the one you texted me about,
So she was doing a pop-up show there, and I guess tickets had already sold out, but it said that if you wanted to, there would be, like, a couple standby at the door. So the show was at 6, and we're like, well, we'll just go, like, whatever, it's Amy Schumer, we'll see if we can get in. But we ended up, long story short, not getting in. And it kind of pissed me off because we were waiting at the bar because basically you get in line and then the guy, the bouncer, like took your name, like, oh, what's your name? How many people are you with? Come back at 6. And then we're going to go in order, you know, based on how many people don't make it. And so we're like, all right, we'll just go to the bar at the same place. And so we go there and I see, a guy that I know from the industry works for a record label that I work closely with. he's there and he's like, oh yeah, I saw this come up and online it said it was sold out. But then I called and they had a table available for four. So yeah, he's like, all right, I'm going to go in. Good luck. And I'm just like,
dang.
Like, you know, when that happens, you're just like, come on.
Yeah.
And so we ended up not getting in because there was only 6 spots available, which
that's such a bummer. Yeah, I hate when that. There's so many things that happen like that in New York. Like I love Saturday Night Live. Like I really was born to work at NBC, but I woke up with one of my friends. She was like, let's get in line for SNL. I'm trying to remember who the guests were. I think it was Chance the Rapper was the host. And then I can't remember I think he was the host and the musical guest. I can't remember. But we were like, okay, we're going to try to get in. So we got in line at like 5:30 in the morning outside of NBC.
Oh,
got the standby ticket. So you go, you get the tickets and they have like a number on them. And then you have to come back later. And you can either do dress rehearsal or you can do the actual show. Because they do the full run of shows with extra skits for the dress rehearsal. So sometimes the dress rehearsal is just as cool to see because they pretend like it's live.
Yeah.
And then stuff gets cut for the live show. So we decided to do the live show. We like go home. We're freaking out all day because we're just like feeling so positive we're going to get in. So we go through NBC and they like line you up in the gift shop and they start taking people in and these people aren't coming back. And they get to us and they're like, okay, 19, 20, 21. And these people tried to walk in front of us and we were like, no, 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 we're 20 and 21. And we were the last 2 people to get through. And we're like, oh my God, it's happening. I'm like sweating. I'm freaking out. I'm like, I can't believe it's going to happen to me. And they like take us upstairs into this like circular room and they're lining us up to the elevators, like the elevators that take you into the studio. And then like, it's 11:29 and they're like, sorry guys, it's full. And we didn't make, I mean, I was so
wait,
close.
Were you the only 2?
No, there was like a bunch of people in front of us, but like we had, you know, just barely snuck by. And I was like, oh my God, we made it. And then didn't make it in. I literally cried, like sat at home crying watching
it. Oh my God.
But then 2 weeks later, one of my friends won tickets through the lottery. And so he ended up taking me, which was awesome. So I got to go. But
after he saw your Instagram
story. Yeah. So his wife was out of town and she was like, Jake, I can't go, but you have to take Katie. Like, remember, she didn't get in. So it ended up working out.
Oh my gosh. I know. I still need to do that. I haven't gone.
It's so
to it yet,
much fun.
But
yeah, I highly recommend that. I mean, if it's not too cold, to like go wait outside and do it. I think I waited outside for like an hour. But yeah, it's like 5:30 in the morning. It kind of sucks. But
so since we didn't get in, we're just like, all right, well, we'll just, you know, get like a drink and then get dinner. Because the show started at 6 o'clock. So it was kind of like in that weird time.
Do?
So we went to some Italian spot in the East Village. No, West Village. I always get them mixed up.
I know. I get them all mixed up.
So we went in the West Village, and I forget what this place is called. I need to look it up because the food was good, but the service was so terrible.
Oh, no.
It was one of those where they just want to get people in and out, and they didn't. We had 4 people, but only 3 of us were there at the time when we were going to sit down, and the guy's like, where's your 4th person? I thought you guys were ready. And we're like, oh, she's downstairs in the bathroom. And then he's like, are you lying? Like, calling us out. I'm like, what is happening? And the girl's like, no, she's in the bathroom.
She'll
be back.
Was she actually in the bathroom?
No.
Oh, okay.
She was walking from the subway. So finally, after we're like in this little argument with them because they're like, well, you can't, because we're like, we'll put in appetizer orders while we're, you know, it's fine. Because then they came back and questioned us again. And he's like, no, appetizers and entrees at the same time. So anyway, finally this girl gets there and we put in all of our stuff and the food was actually really good. The service obviously was shitty. So while we're sitting there, the girl who was in the bathroom when she was really walking from the subway went to go to the bathroom and then she comes back and sits down and she's like, guys, I think Hugh Jackman is sitting behind us.
Oh my God, Manny.
And I was like, no way. And I actually had my back. He was like to my left, but behind. So I couldn't really, like, I looked over my shoulder to the left and I could see him. But then like the 3 other people at my table, like I said, like we meet a lot of celebrities. There's not a lot of people that I geek out about.
Movie stars still get me.
Yeah.
If you're an artist, I'm over it. Whatever you can sing. Actors like
but,
still get me.
I mean, I thought it was cool, but they were like freaking out. And I was just like, oh my gosh, stop staring. Like, I see you guys. And more because, like, I don't want him to turn around and be like, stop looking at me. Even though I don't think he would do that. But it also pissed me off because they were sitting behind us, and I don't know if you saw that it was his 50th birthday, I think on Friday.
Was it? No.
Yeah. So he posted.
Is he tall?
He's very tall.
He is?
Yeah.
He seems like one of those people that you could think was tall, like Tom Cruise, and then in real life,
no,
like,
he's
or Brad
tall.
Pitt, and they're super short.
Yeah. So they had the whole table behind us. There was probably like 15 of them. And only half of them were at the table. And so I was like, they're ordering and there's only half of them. And then I realized, oh, it's because it's Hugh Jackman and he's getting special treatment.
Yeah, sorry, they don't give a shit about Melanie Torres.
I know. It was so annoying. But my friends kept staring and I was just like, they were even Googling his kids that were behind us. They were sitting behind us. And I'm like, stop, you guys are so embarrassing.
Oh my gosh, that's one of those
But
things,
what's funny is that the same girl that I was with, her and her friend, like I said, every time she's in town, we'll go out to brunch or something. When she was in town last year, we all went out to brunch with my fiance, and we went to the spot in Tribeca, and my fiance is like, all right, girls, don't freak out, but J-Lo is sitting at the table behind us.
No, with A-Rod?
Not with it. She wasn't dating him at the time. And so she was sitting behind us. You would have never known it was her because she had on a hat and like her hair and like a tight ponytail. But she looked gorgeous, of course. But she was with her family and like the kids and her sister Linda from GMA, who I know. So it was like they were that during that instance, they were trying to take pictures, which was like, oh my God, if Linda sees me, because Linda and I worked together at the time because I played her GMA after hour show on my night show. So I was like, I don't want to get like, you know, you just don't want to have like an awkward run-in with a colleague, especially because their sister's J-Lo.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is like half the time, I don't know if people realize, like if you don't see a celebrity all the time, like if you just go up to someone and ask for a picture, it's so uncomfortable for you. It's just like very awkward. Like,
I hate it.
There's no good way around it. Every meet and greet I have ever been in has been the most, I still
it's
don't know
so
what to
weird.
Say. I mean, like, I keep saying, I'm like, I need to come up with a meet and greet line so that it's not, I don't sound like an idiot. And I just have something to say
Sometimes
every time.
Sometimes I feel like when we're like with record reps and stuff and like with the artist, they're just listening to what you say to the artist. I'm like, this is so weird. Like, can we just, I don't know. I hate it. If
I'm
don't,
like, hi,
if I don't
you,
already know them, or I'll just be like, oh, like so excited for the show tonight. Like, I've never seen you. I don't know. I just try to think of something, but I still feel weird. I know.
I usually am like, have a good show. Smile, photo on the, I usually say thank you. Or, yeah. And then I say thank you afterwards. I'm trying to remember. I'm the most awkward person ever.
Cause it's weird also. Cause they're like, this is Katie Neal. She does middays at Nash FM. Like, you know what I mean?
They introduce you
and they're just like, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. Get out of here.
But with the J-Lo thing, that was crazy. And they were taking pictures and they went up to her to ask for one when we were leaving. And
cause
I guess she she didn't have anybody with her. But she like shook their hands and like politely said no. She's like, it's so great to meet you guys, but no. I don't blame her though.
Dang. Yeah, I know. Well, then how was that any different from Odell Beckham Jr.?
But because she was nice about it.
Oh,
she was at least like shook my hand. Hi, I'm Jennifer.
Yeah, okay. That's
She at least like, you know, no, but it's so great to meet you. Here's my soft hand for you to shake. So those are some of my celeb stories.
I know. After you were talking about that this morning, I was trying to remember. I was like, what really good ones do I have? Because I feel like people will ask and I like always my brain just shuts off. Like I can't remember any of the good ones. So then I started trying to make a list.
Oh, my gosh.
So one of the really fun ones at Cafe Habana in Soho, it was like my 23rd or 24th birthday. We were eating in there and it was like right before Dallas Buyers Club came out and Jared Leto like exploded. He was in there eating.
Oh wow.
And like someone was like, is that the guy from 30 Seconds to Mars? And I was like, what are you talking about? And then it was like 2 months later he was hosting the Oscars and all that
stuff.
Crazy.
So
it was like right before that happened. And then one of my ones that I love is Marc Jacobs.
I would not know what he looked like.
So I didn't either. So I was at Wells Fargo with my roommate. And what's funny is she had just given me as a gift this really cute Marc Jacobs ring. And I remember like playing with it in line. And it was right before, I think like Fall Fashion Week in February. And we were standing at the teller depositing money. And I heard the woman next to me going, saying like, oh, were you here for Fashion Week? Or do you have shows? And he was like, yeah, I have shows. And it was like this really tall guy. And I like was looking at the cashier and I looked at my roommate and I was like, he's got a show. And then I was thinking, I was like, okay, she most people wouldn't know what designers look like. Like, I wouldn't know that. I was like, so she knows who that is because of what name is on his debit card. And I was like, and his name must be like Ralph Lauren or, and I hit my roommate and I was like, it's Marc Jacobs. And he like walked right by us. It was, and then I Googled it right afterwards to make sure.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it was him.
Wells Fargo.
I know, right? But that was crazy. You were trying to go see Amy Schumer at Village Underground, which is like right next door and associated with the Comedy Cellar, which I love going in there because that is like my favorite thing to take people to do when they come to visit. But I had two of my best friends from college in town visiting, and I was like, you never know, sometimes super famous people show up and
they're like, yeah, right.
So then we're sitting there and with like a couple comedians go through and do sets, and then the host comes up and he's like, all right, everybody just like be cool, okay? Aziz is here. And so Aziz came out and did a set really fast and they were freaking out. And I was like the coolest person ever because I got them to see Aziz Ansari. But yeah, I feel like there are so many other ones, but I can't, like some of them are like, I saw Cynthia Nixon once at like a concert in Brooklyn. From Sex and the City.
I think, remember your friend told us a story about seeing Cynthia Nixon, right? When she was drunk on her.
Oh, yeah. My friend Randy was like smoking and drinking, like sitting outside the steps of this apartment, and a woman opened the door to tell them to move. She was like, get the hell off my stoop. And she said her friend turned around and goes, oh, hey, Miranda. And she was like, no, get off of my stoop.
That is so amazing. I love that story.
Could you imagine turning around and Cynthia Nixon is like, get off my stoop, and you just, your friend's like, hey, Miranda.
Oh my gosh.
One that you were with me when it happened. Remember we were in the kitchen getting bagels and we turned around and the naked cowboy had like walked into kitchen, like playing the guitar, just singing to himself.
Never know who's going to show up.
That one was super weird. I've seen Jimmy Fallon a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody on the subway? I saw Ed Burns on the subway once, and I only know who most famous people are from Entourage because he was in Entourage. He like has like
a
really.
I know his name.
I'll show you a picture of him. You would recognize him, but it was like, oh, that's the guy from Entourage.
Yeah, I don't think
this guy. He's also in that Katherine Heigl movie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You would
definitely know
him. He's got like a very distinct
on
voice.
On the subway.
Yeah, I like heard his voice before I saw his face, and I was like, that's definitely Ed Burns.
That's so funny.
But yeah, and then I saw Busy Phillips, whose book just came out today, and I'm so excited. Do you like her now?
I mean, I know how obsessed you are with her, so I feel like I like her because of you, but I don't really know much about her. I'm going to watch her show, though.
Yeah, it's really weird because most people like and know Busy Phillips from like Cougar Town or Freaks and Geeks is where she got her start.
Who's her best friend?
She's best friends with Michelle, what is her name, that has the baby with...
Oh, Williams.
Yes, Michelle Williams. She's best friends with her.
Yes.
But she, I just started following her on Instagram because I thought she was funny. Like, she's always doing these crazy stories, just like talking about her life and stuff. And that was how I kind of got into it. But me and my other friend are like both equally like just into it, like everything that's going into her life. Like, some people have the Kardashians. I have Busy Phillips. And every year, Busy Phillips and her family go to Charleston to spend 4th of July. And I also was going to Charleston the last couple years.
Yeah.
And I went down, and my friend from Charleston, we're the ones that are like obsessed with Busy, and we're going to the grocery store before we leave town for the weekend to go to the beach. And she's like, you know, Busy's in town. They just got here. If they just got here, they probably got to go get food. And we're like, ha ha ha. What would we even say if we saw her in the grocery store and like literally turned the corner in the grocery store and she's right in front of us?
Oh my gosh.
And my friend, it was one of those things. She's like, I just looked up and I just blurted out her name. I didn't even like mean to.
Wait,
like,
did
I didn't
talk
even.
To her?
Yeah. She goes, Busy? And Busy turned around and she was with her husband and she goes, oh my God. And Mark too. And I could tell she was kind of freaked out. And she's like, I'm so sorry. We're just like huge fans. And we were literally just joking about like, what if you were in the grocery store and, you know. And she like sometimes dyes her hair pink, and she had pink hair at the time. So she was like, I noticed your pink hair. She's like, yeah, I'm not very conspicuous. But yeah, that was another
one. So she was nice though?
Yeah, no, she was really nice. And we didn't like ask her for a picture or anything because I think that like, we looked disheveled, and I think she kind of did too. So it wasn't like we just knew better.
But you have the story. I feel like it's sometimes better that way anyway.
To just have the story.
It's like, here's our awkward photo in the grocery store.
I know. I'm like,
aisle
what
six.
Am I going to do with this? You know? I don't know. Another time I ran into this guy. I was with Annie, who works on the radio station that Melanie's at, their morning show. And we were having drinks at Soho Grand in Soho, which is just a great place to, I feel like, to spot celebrities.
Yeah.
And this guy from the West Wing, I'm like the biggest West Wing nerd, and Bradley Whitford was there. He played Josh Lyman in the West Wing, but he also, most people know him because he was like the bad guy in Billy Madison.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who I'm talking
about?
How,
that's how I know.
I wigged out though, because I like, The West Wing is like my version of like Friends or something. It's just always on in my apartment. And Annie was like, that guy looks so familiar. And I turned and I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And it was one of those times where I was like, I can't not say something. So the whole rest of the time, Annie and I are sitting there having drink after drink because I'm like, I can't get enough courage up to go say hi. So we finally agree that we're going to leave. And I like go to walk over and I make eye contact with him. And I'm like so nervous. I feel bad because he's like having like business drinks or something with someone. And I was like, Mr. Whitford. Like, I called him Mr. Whitford because I didn't want to be like Brad. I didn't know his name. They made fun of me so much for this. So he stood up to say hi to me and I went to just shake his hand. And as I was doing that, as I'm saying Mr. Whitford and like approaching him, I trip over his friend's bag. And so then I'm like, oh my God. And now I'm like, I've ruined it. And so I shook his hand and I was like, I just had to come over and say hello. I was like, the West Wing changed my life. You know, it was so great. And he's like, thank you. Thank you. And I was like, I'm so sorry to bother you. And he just kept saying thank you. And we walked away.
Oh my gosh. And so, you were bright red.
Exactly. So this is why sometimes it's better to just not approach celebrities that you love because you might like really do something stupid.
Oh my gosh. I mean, that was kind of like, I feel like it was celebrity overload when I was at Coachella this year.
Yeah, because you were
crazy.
Like,
I didn't ask anyone for a photo because I didn't really care that much. And it was mainly like reality stars. And like I saw Hailey Baldwin there. We were watching SZA and Kourtney Kardashian and that Eunice guy were right next to us.
Oh my God.
Kendall Jenner, Kaya Gerber. So many people. Like, and then I just care more about the artists. So I'm like, what if Cardi B is back there? Like I see Beyonce, but I didn't. And then it was funny because we were in the VIP section and we were like walking. I don't know. We were walking somewhere and we heard my fiance and I, we heard this voice behind us. And I always make him watch Vanderpump Rules. And it was so funny because it wasn't even me who noticed it. But like we heard this voice from behind us and he like turns and goes, is that Sandoval from Vanderpump Rules?
Like, he knew.
Like, yes. I'm like, I've trained you good. You know him now.
Oh, my God.
That was crazy because it's every like, big fashion blogger is there. And it's like, I know that girl from her outfits. This is really weird. Like, this girl who, I think she's Australian, but she has a swimwear line and she's, like, a fashion blogger. What's her name?
Like we're both really bad with names today.
I know, but she's freaking gorgeous. And I saw her when we were getting some sort of food. Like I saw Troye Sivan when we were in line getting food, and my fiance did a remix of his. So I was like, "Oh, it's Troye, go say hi." So
yeah,
he's like talking to Troye Sivan. And what is her name? She's so pretty. But I saw her and the girl who does like her swimwear line with her, and we were getting up from our table and they were going to sit down. And I was like, I feel like such an idiot because I feel like these people are like semi-celebrities when they're really not.
Well, it's also kind of like when you've like with the internet and with social media, like when you're following someone, you feel like you know them.
Tosh Oakley. That's who it is.
Oakley.
Do you know
I
who?
Don't know who
okay.
that is.
Well, but she's gorgeous.
I will look her up. I know. It's weird because you don't know what to... you don't know what to say to someone. So there is...
Like,
I
love your Instagram.
Right? I was geeking out to you last week because I went... Or was that this week? No,
what?
That was last week. I can't remember what day was what. Last week, I went to a concert. This guy, Walker Hayes, who's an up-and-coming country artist. He's awesome. I really, really love him. He's got great music. But he works with a songwriter from Nashville, Shane McAnally, that I like love. Shane McAnally writes like half of the songs that play on the radio station, and he's just an incredible songwriter. But also is just hilarious. He's got these two twins. I like love watching them on Instagram. I follow everything they do. And while we were at the show, Walker Hayes says something. He's like, "Well, Shane McAnally's in the room," and this is a guy who like is very famous in the country music community, but like nobody else would really kind of know. And I lost my mind. And so then after the show, they took us downstairs to say hi to Walker. And I saw Shane and I was like, oh my God, I just want to say hi to him so, so bad, but I don't even know what to say. And he actually came up to me and was like, hey, I'm Shane. I just wanted to say hi. I know you work at the radio station. And
I was like,
I don't want to creep you out. I was like, but I love watching you and your family on Instagram. And he was like, oh my God, that's totally not creepy at all. I'm like, we ended up talking for 30 minutes, but it's weird when you see someone, you're like, you're famous, but you just follow them. You know,
exactly.
Them from following them. They're famous in your world, which is But yeah, no, I know what you mean. Like when you're seeing like bloggers and stuff, like, I don't even know what I would say.
I know,
to
like
you.
This is weird. I like
all your
outfit,
photos.
But yeah, but friggin' Coachella is the. Oh, and I saw this is what the first day that we got there on Friday, my fiance was playing, and it was, I think he played at like 4 or something. So we got there and walking to his dressing room, and I'm just like taking in, you know, the scenery, observing, because I'd never been to Coachella. And I was like, what's everybody doing? Like, why are they all walking towards this way? And we're like in a backstage area. And I was like, oh, it's Justin Bieber.
That one was really
weird. And he was with that yodel kid.
Yeah.
They were taking
Hank,
that
Hank
picture.
Williams,
you saw
Ramsey.
That picture of them?
Yeah. You were,
yeah,
I remember you
I was
texting
there.
Me.
Like, I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is how Coachella's going to start. Okay.
That is crazy. That's another one. Wait, I meant to say this to you when we were talking about SNL, but I forgot. You and Loka are always way more up to date on celebrity relationships. What did you think about the Ariana and Pete Davidson thing?
I hate to say that I thought it was going to happen, like they would break it off. And once the Mac Miller thing happened, it's just, you're with some, she was with Mac for so long.
How and long did they date? Because I really didn't know
that much about it. I feel like
it
was a good 3 years, maybe longer.
Dang.
And so when you're in a relationship like that with someone where it's not just like, you know, like they weren't all over social media, like they really like legit seemed like they had something, you know.
Yeah.
So when he passed, I thought that I was like, I don't know how Pete is going to be able to like be there for someone during that. And I was like, well, this is definitely going to be a test of their relationship and seeing if they really can, you know, like when you're there, you have to be there for somebody that you love. I don't know if that's like the cause of it.
Yeah. But, no.
And
totally.
Ariana started dating him so soon after. So she probably wasn't even completely over him, you know, like you just kind of like date somebody to like, all right, I'm going to kind of see what's out there. And then I don't know, but I think she just needs to take some time to herself and, you know, kind of figure things out, because I can't even imagine. She's just been through so much with Manchester and then Mac, so.
It's crazy. I feel really bad. Yeah, when I saw that kind of broke my heart. I usually am not that invested in celebrity relationships, but I've grown to really love Pete Davidson from watching SNL.
He's funny.
He's hilarious.
He's
and
a
like
funny
I
dude,
thought,
but he joked too much about his relationship. I was like, you
he,
need to slow your roll.
He did, and I felt really bad. I just feel like it was like a really good thing to happen to him. Like what he said on Jimmy Allen or Jimmy Fallon, he's like, I feel like I won a contest. Like you just your heart went out to him, and I don't know much about Rihanna, but yeah, I was just curious what you thought.
Yeah.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah.
Okay, we were talking about wrapping up.
Affirmations.
I know, affirmation. I always get to this and I'm like, I should have spent more time thinking about it. But something that we did once that someone who listens told me that they really liked was when we give recommendations about things that we like. These are not things that we're paid to talk about.
Okay.
But I had something today that I was like, I want to tell the world about this because it was so great.
Okay, you start.
I got this Kristen S. hair mask, which I've never done before. Like usually my colorist will do it, and I've been having a really hard time. Like my hair is just kind of fried and I'm sick of it. But this Kristen S hair mask, it was like $14 at Target. I left it on for like 45 minutes last night and then washed it out, and my hair is like, I'm a new human today.
Ooh, I love
so
Kristen
if
S
you yeah
products.
I remember you what
purple
else
shampoo
you,
that's the one
that's yeah. What it was. So yeah, Melanie and I are like both trying to keep our blonde, like very blonde, using that purple shampoo. But yes, if you're having trouble and your hair is like really dead and dying, that really helped me.
Mine would be it's this brand called, I think it's Iope. It's just a moisturizer, but it's like Eastern Yam Water Mountain something. It's an amazing hyaluronic cream, like for it just leaves. It's the only moisturizer that I've ever used that leaves my skin dewy.
Oh, I like that.
It's and it smells amazing.
Do
my
you ever use like
used
an oil? I always use like I've been using the like the Kiehl's Night Serum.
Oh, okay.
It's a little
I've used
bit
that.
Like
I have that.
I've been putting that on my face and my
I
neck.
Like that.
Because when
time.
Wendy Williams was here, she was like, you got to get the face and your neck.
All right. Affirmation time.
You're going to make me home
I
first.
Am thankful for. God, this always happens. Oh, okay. I am thankful for my. No, I'm not doing that. Okay. I'm thankful for the amazing weekend that I'm going to have at home in Orlando at my friend's wedding.
Aww.
And thankful for the time I get to spend with my nieces because they're so cute.
I am thankful for paying off my student loans. I decided that's going to be my default one because I'm trying real hard on that one. But we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.